Hi, everybody. This is Jimmy DeYoung with another edition of Prophecy Today Intelligence Briefing. Each and every weekday, I bring to my broadcast table a broadcast partner to discuss with me current events in light of biblical prophecy. Today, I bring two of my broadcast partners to the broadcast table for a discussion on different regions of the world. Winky Madad will come first to discuss Judea and Samaria, a piece of Israeli real estate that Joe Biden is opposed to. And then John Rood will give us his European Union update. These are two very important reports. Don't miss either of these reports. Winky will come to the broadcast table first in a moment right here on Prophecy Today Intelligence Briefing. Quickly, let me tell you about my YouTube channel. It's youtube.com/prophecytoday. We have a number of items on my YouTube channel that will help you in your study of Bible prophecy. I would suggest you go to my YouTube channel and subscribe to it. It's youtube.com/prophecytoday. Right now, we're going to go to the central part of the state of Israel, out in the area of Judea and Samaria. Some refer to that as the West Bank, but it's God's word that calls it Judea and Samaria, a piece of real estate promised to the Jewish people by God's word and God's men. That is an absolute promise that cannot be broken. God made the statement. He will abide by what he says. We're going to go to Winky Madad, who lives in the center of that particular location, a very historic place, a biblical piece of real estate where Winky lives. It's Shiloh. And when Joshua brought the children of Israel into the promised land about 3,500 years ago, he brought them into Shiloh. They put up a tabernacle there. Ark of the Covenant was there. And for 350 years, that was the capital of the Jewish people coming into the promised land. Now, the reason I give you that background, if you're familiar with the program and Winky Madad, you know most of what I told you. But I wanted to remind you about that because my question is going to go to Winky right now. Many are asking about a Joe Biden administration, which will deal with these areas, these communities, Jewish communities. Some refer to them as the Jewish settlements. And in fact, what is going to be Biden's decision on these particular communities, the Jewish people living there? Winky, that's the question. We're talking about the history. You know it much better than I would and most people. What about the fact that a Joe Biden may not work with the Jewish people as it relates, and in particular, the Jewish settlers in Judea and Samaria? What are your thoughts?
Well, Jimmy, I want to make just two observations. First relates, of course, to Mr. Biden himself personally, and the second to the appointments he's been making for his new administration that will be coming in a couple of days. Mr. Biden is not an extreme leftist or a radical, unlike some of the new members of the Democratic Party, but he has been a long time, shall we say, opponent or someone who does not agree with Israel's policy of having Jews being able to reside in Judea and Samaria. And the first indication is that, if I'm not mistaken, and if I recall correctly, in about 1978, I think it was the second visit of Mr. Begin to the United States, he had a small conference with some senators, and as is the custom, some of the senators got up and made statements. Mr. Biden then was a young senator from Delaware, and he was very straightforward about his disagreement with Israel's policies in Judea and Samaria. But he then sort of crossed the line with Mr. Begin and indicated that Israel must do this or that, in a sense of what Mr. Begin interpreted was trying to dictate to him rather than discussing the issues between allies. And I can tell you that Mr. Begin, if anybody knows his history as an underground fighter and commander and a longtime opposition member of Knesset, he can become very fiery. And I think what ticked Mr. Begin off was that Biden intentionally or unintentionally banged on his table to make the point. I won't bother your listeners with all the details, but I would say that Mr. Begin told him off in no uncertain terms, I think is the best way I can describe it, that he should not be intimating to Israel that it must do this or it must do that. That is his personal history. And very quickly, the second point is that some of the advisors, some of the secretaries of various departments that he's been appointing, if I'm not mistaken, the new incoming head of the Foreign Relations Committee has already said he wants to positively react to perhaps reopening the Palestinian mission in Washington and reverse the Trump administration withholding the funds until the Palestinian Authority stops the pay-for-slay policy that they have, foreign aid issues in general. It seems that the people that he is appointing are more, just for our listeners' sake, call the Obama type of administration very negative in terms of the issue that you asked me about.
Now, let me ask this. Is there anything that this incoming administration led by Joe Biden can do to put any activities in place, maybe even trying to evacuate the Jewish settlements? Because often it's said that the Jewish settlers out there, instead of being the first line of defense for Israel, they are a hindrance to peace. What are your thoughts?
Well, let me first deal with your last point. If there is going to be any peace, it has to be between peoples. If over 1 million Arabs can live in the state of Israel, I'm sure that a similar number could live in the state of Palestine, even if it is to be established in some future date. There's a theoretical discussion here. To deny Jews the right to live in Shiloh and Bet El and Hebron and other things, that's the real apartheid policy, and it wouldn't be right. Peace is when people recognize each other and accept each other, which is not the case at the present. No matter how much territory Israel has handed over or whatever previous administrations from America have tried to do. As to the regard of whether or not the pressure will become extreme, as you perhaps indicated, I have a plus and I have a minus. The plus is we overcame Obama. I'm sure we can do that with Mr. Biden. The minus is, will Mr. Biden be in office for his full 4 years? That is a question only God, I think, knows, so I won't get into that now. But if it does happen that he is incapacitated one way or another, and we know he has health issues, I'm not talking about anything that is not known, it might be a different ballgame.
You mentioned the name of God. He is the one that said, this is a land I'm going to give to the Jewish people. Back in Leviticus Chapter 25, he said, it's my land, I will give it to whomever I want to be the custodians. He decided on the Jewish people. Now, you would say that's an absolute, would you not?
Not only is it an absolute, but it's an historical fact. We have been in this land. We have returned to this land. The land has been developed and become fruitful because we are here. It's obvious all these things come together in a divine plan.
And that is an absolute. Winky Madad, our broadcast partner, wanted to get this on the table as we get ready to move into this new Joe Biden administration as it relates to what they may do relating to the Jewish settlements, a piece of real estate God has promised to give the Jewish people. And as Winky said, it's history. They have moved into that land. Winky, thank you so much, my good friend. I'm sure in the days ahead in 2021, we'll have many more conversations, but I thank you especially for this one.
Jimmy, thank you again for having me on, and goodbye to you and our listeners.
Very important conversation with Winky Madad, giving us insight into what a President Biden might do as it relates to the areas of Judea and Samaria. We'll stay on top of that story with Winky Madad. Well, we change regions now from the Middle East to the European Union. And the man covering that for us, John Rood. John, great to have you along today. Let me get right to the stories we want to talk to you about. European Union is warning that Iran's enrichment of uranium, a matter of deep concern. What can you tell us about that?
Under the previous, what we know as the Iran nuclear deal, the enrichment level was 3.67%. So there are concerns about this, and the EU is making a stand. It's a very serious development. It appears that there's no reason for such a escalation in the enrichment unless it is used in some form for nuclear weapons or it's a step in that direction.
And at the same time, European Union getting a warning from Mike Pompeo. He making the statement that Al-Qaeda has now a new home base that's in Iran. So this should enhance this concern from the European Union, should it not?
Absolutely. Indeed, Secretary of State Pompeo has said that Iran and Al-Qaeda are really now partners together in terrorism. And so they have their apparent new home base in the Republic of Iran. And Iran has been cited as the greatest threat to security, stability, and peace in the Middle East. And so Al-Qaeda within their borders, plus a nuclear proliferation, a very dangerous situation.
The European Union may go back and rethink their support for continuing that nuclear deal, the Obama nuclear deal, with Iran after all that's going on right now. John, talk to me about this headline that I read. It says, from dangerous fantasy to reality in 7 years, revealing that the European Union is talking about a uniformed service. Now, that sounds to me like we're talking about a military operation for the European Union. What's the latest update?
The EU has a long history of military operations, but it's usually the nations of the EU that send their own delegations and troops, and they work under an EU command. But this is the very first time that there is a dedicated European Union military uniform. And so we understand how the European Union operates, that it's sort of a step-by-step approach. And through the years, I've seen many hybrid uniforms in various conferences or presentations. But this apparently is the first one that really has the EU insignias, flags, and so forth. And we have to take note here as well that, you know, the EU Commission president right now, Ursula von der Leyen, she was formerly the German defense secretary. And so she's been calling for the EU to have credible military capabilities. That's her specialty. So there's more into this story, Jimmy, than just meets the eye as something in the background. It's really a significant statement that we're here and the Euro Army is on the way.
John Rood is the man covering the European Union for us, because we do believe that would be the infrastructure for the revived Roman Empire, a major player in the prophetic scenario found in God's Word for the future. John, thank you very much. Appreciate it, buddy. We'll have another conversation next week.
Thank you. That's absolutely the truth of what's happening. Thank you for everything.
Two very important reports, one from Winky Madad and the other from John Rood. You know, Joe Biden will have to deal with both Judea and Samaria and also the European Union. May I suggest to Joe Biden, knowledge of biblical prophecy will help with his political decision making. And that is my prophetic perspective on the news today. I'm Jimmy DeYoung. Thank you so very much for joining us on this edition of Prophecy Today Intelligence Briefing. Be sure to come back again next time as we will continue to look at current events in light of biblical prophecy.